Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. Today, we are going to talk about an amazing word. It is the word flow. And I always like to look and see where a word is mentioned for the first time in the Bible. And we find it almost immediately in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And I'm going to read this to you and see if you fit in here anywhere. It says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters and their oppressors, for I know their sorrows, sufferings, and trials." I want to ask you, is anybody today going through a sorrow, a suffering, or a trial? Well, we're going to see how this relates to being in the right flow. Verse 8 says that there's always a way of deliverance. "I have come down to deliver them out of the hand and the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land to a land that is good, large, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty." Now, the word flow in the Word of God means to gush forth. God wants to take us out of any sorrow, suffering, or trials, and He wants to bring us into a land, a specific place in life, in our purpose, our life in Him. He wants to bring us into a place that is gushing with goodness. It's large, it's free, it's full. Not a trickle, gushing. But first, sometimes to see what a word is, it's good to look and see what a word is not. So I want to touch on something today that I would say that society has coined this phrase, but I see it in the church world all the time. And it sounds really spiritual, but in essence, I believe it is what is keeping people a lot of times in their trial, in their trouble, in their sorrow. And that is the phrase that says, "Go with the flow." Girl, just go with the flow. Dude, just go with the flow. God's got this. Now, there's an element of truth there. God does have this. He has things in control, but He's also given a lot of that control over to us. And my concern is this go with the flow mentality that has sprung up in the church world is robbing people of their faith. There's really nothing spiritual about those sayings, because if you're going through a tough time and somebody tells you, "Oh, just go with the flow," instead of saying, "Hey, let's figure out what's going on here. Let's get to the bottom of this." Instead of that, and you are comforted with just go with the flow, what it tends to do after a while is send a message saying, "Kick back. You don't really have to do anything. Go ahead and binge the latest show off Netflix, because God's got this, so you can just kick back and go with the flow." What in essence they're saying is eventually we think that God's going to come around sometime and get you out of this, so just go take it easy. Now, 1 Timothy 4:1 says something completely different. It says this, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." And I believe that is where these spiritual sounding things could be categorized. Oh, they sound so spiritual. But what they cause you to do is depart from your faith and listen to these doctrines of demons that are telling you to just lay back and go with the flow. God's got this. Now, just think if Naaman had adopted that kind of thinking. Well, he would have never dipped in the river and he would have died from his leprosy if he adopted just go with the flow. If he would have just got in the lazy river and went down on an inner tube instead of dipping seven times like he was told to do, he would not have made it. If Jehoshaphat would have just gone with the flow and waited to see what happened, he would not have sent the praisers first and they would not have been delivered. If Abraham would have just gone with the flow, he would have never marched his child up on that altar and laid him on the altar to be sacrificed. You see, in the New Testament, we see the same thing. The New Testament never says go with the flow. It says this. It says pray without ceasing. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal promises. It says to earnestly contend for the faith. It says to put on the full armor of God and to stir yourself up. That does not sound like a go with the flow, slap you on the back, send you on your way mentality, does it? It sounds like a doctrine of demons more and more. If you hear one thing today that I say, I ask you to hear this. And I'm going to read this to you exactly, I believe, the way the Holy Spirit gave it to me. These ones I just mentioned, and countless others in the Word of God, all had to do something specific to get in the right flow for their life. The flow that God had provided to get them out of their sorrow, their suffering, their trial, and to get them in the good, full, large land that he wanted to give to them. See, this is why some people in the body of Christ are disappointed. That's why some feel their prayers have not been answered. This is why they go away and kind of slide back and in some cases give up because they think faith doesn't work. But faith and go with the flow are completely incongruent, and they're as far as the east is from the west. It's a doctrine of demons because it wants you to drop your faith and just go off and do whatever, get sucked into something because you think eventually God's going to come along in your flow and get you out of it. So go with the flow. How do we go with the flow, and what is the right flow? Now, in this sense, I want to talk to you about kind of a generic overall flow that we should be in. And then let's talk about you specifically. What flow should you be in for your life? I want to get specific today. Some flows are always right to be in. Let's say a faith flow. You always want to have a gushing of faith flowing in your life. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You don't need anybody to come along and jumpstart you. You don't need a truckload of Christians to come along and get their arms and hold you up to get you in faith. Go listen to some faith building messages. Go listen to the word of God on tape. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. You can always get yourself into a faith flow. Stay in a worship flow. There should always be worship flowing through you. Get yourself in a worship flow. These are things generically that you can do on purpose to just always build your life up. But at times, God may specifically highlight a flow to you. And that is where we have to pay attention, and we have to do specifically what God says, or we can miss out on being in that good, large land he wants to bring us to. I did a podcast for a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and I talked about Jesus and the disciples being at a wedding feast, and they ran out of wine, and Mary, Jesus' mother, said, hey, they're out of wine, and she wanted him to do something about it. So he specifically said, you want the wine to flow? Go fill those water pots up with water and take them to the governor of the feast. They had to specifically do what he said, and then they received the miracle, and they came into the good, large, flowing land of some top shelf wine. A land flowing with milk and honey. That's where God wants you to be. No clogging, no backups, no stoppage. And like I said, when God emphasizes something to you, you need to jump into that. Now, I want to share a story with you. Quite a few years ago, I sensed God calling me to get into a flow of his wisdom. I could tell it was a season where he wanted to gush in my life regarding wisdom. And this was the scripture that he gave me in Proverbs 9:10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And of course, we know that the fear of the Lord is to reverence him, to honor him, not to be afraid of him in a scared way, but to give him honor and reverence. And this scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And this is the way I stepped into the flow. I was in Target one night, and I was walking down an aisle, and in the middle of the floor, someone had left a CD case. And I felt the Holy Spirit unction me to pick it up and put it back where it belonged. And when I did that, I sensed the Lord say to me, now, you reverenced me, you reverenced me, you did what I said. And if you keep doing this, the wisdom is just going to keep coming to you. And I mean to tell you, it did. I started knowing things I could not possibly have known. I started making exceptional choices that in the past I may have labored over, not been sure what to do. Things just became crystal clear. And I kept obeying these little unctions of the Holy Spirit. But this is funny. One night I went into Target, and they had had a sale in the girls department, and there were clothes everywhere. I mean, the place looked like it had been ransacked by a pack of thugs. It was just stuff everywhere. And when I walked in there, I said, "Oh Lord, please tell me that you do not want me to clean all this up." And he said, "No, but if I asked you to, I wanted you to be willing to do it." Woo! That is how you start getting in a flow. You start doing, you start hearing from the Holy Spirit, and you start taking steps, one step at a time, no matter how foolish did filling up water pots with water sound, but they did it and they got into the flow. There's a specific flow that God wants to bring you into. Matter of fact, the more I kept obeying him and walking out that wisdom flow that he had me in, this scripture just became so prevalent in my life. And it's Proverbs 3:13. It said, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." I'm going to tell you, such happiness erupted in me when I was pregnant with my first child. And I was only a few months pregnant. I remember one day I was at work and I felt like little butterflies were inside my abdominal area. And I realized, that must be what it feels like to have a baby kick. And when I was walking in this wisdom flow, I was sitting one night waiting to get a table in a pizza shop, and I felt those same little butterflies, and I realized it was happiness. It was happiness coming alive in me because I was in the flow at that time that God wanted me to be in. Now, if you're sick, you need a healing flow. There's some things you just don't, it's not rocket science. If you are sick, start listening to healing scriptures. Immerse yourself, put yourself in a flow of healing. If you need financial help, listen to somebody who has good sound doctrine regarding finances and get in that flow on purpose, and then see what the Holy Spirit may speak to you specifically. You can't go wrong when you have a need and you put yourself in a certain flow. Now, when God started dealing with me about something much more specific, and this is where I want to kind of hone in on for those of you who are questioning your purpose right now, things aren't happening the way you thought, or it's not happening fast enough, or you're just wondering, like, God, I feel stuck. What is going on? And you're wondering what direction to take in life. Where is your specific land that is flowing with milk and honey? For me, this happened regarding world missions. I had always said I never wanted to leave the country, and this was decades ago. I had someone ask me to go to China one time with them on a mission trip, and honestly, all I could see was myself behind bars in a Chinese jail, which is ridiculous. But you don't know these things. It was, like I said, it was probably 30 years ago or so at least. And so God started dealing with me about world missions. And there began to have a flow. I started to sense a little ripple in the water, and I'm like, what in the world is this? And all of us, and I want to tell you, if I had missed this flow and not got in this river with the Lord, I would have missed one of the biggest turning points and one of the biggest blessings of my entire life. And this is why when God tells us to do something, we have to do it, not rework it, just do it. I heard somebody say last week, Mary said to the servant, she said, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." She didn't say pray about it. She didn't say discuss it. She didn't say have a committee meeting. Do it. When God tells you to do something, do it. But in order to enjoy these things, we have to step out on what God shows us. And when it came to world missions, all of a sudden, one day, I went in my office like I did most days. I was working on some different messages for meetings I had coming up. And all of a sudden, I walked by the map, the world map that was hanging on my wall. And this word came to me, and it was Amsterdam. And I thought Amsterdam was in Holland. And so I'm looking on the map for Holland. I can't even find it. And then I realized Holland is really called the Netherlands. The next thing that happened was, and I'm like, okay, I wonder what this is about. But the next thing that happened was I got a check in the mail from somebody who didn't even live like in a whole other city. And they said, "I think you're going to need this for a trip." I'm like, okay. Well, if I'm going to go out of the country, the first thing I needed was a passport. So see, I'm trying to get in the flow here. God, the waters are moving, so I'm trying to get in the flow. So I ordered my birth certificate. And I went ahead and got a passport. And after I did that, I still had $10 left over from the money that the person had given me. But then more money started coming in. And pretty soon it was enough to buy a plane ticket. And then I started seeing, I would walk down the aisle in the library and there would be like a DVD sticking out. And I would go over and think, oh, I wonder what that's about. It would be about Holland. And I would go and sit in a food court at a mall and I'd hear people talking behind me with an accent. And I'd turn around and say, excuse me, where are you from? The Netherlands. I mean, it got almost like ridiculous, but it was such a flow that I couldn't deny it. And I had a choice. I could get in or get out or drown. And I decided to get in. It was it scary? Yeah, it was, but it was wonderful and it was wild. And it brought such life to me. I ended up going over there for 2 weeks and it was just phenomenal. I don't have time to go into all that here. I ended up going back the next year for 2 months and I've been there now 8 or 9 times. And it's just been a huge turning point in my life. For years, it was the flow for me. And I'm not saying I'll never go back, but for years, it was a dominant flow. It was one of the greatest times of my life was to step into that flow and ride it and not say, oh, you know, God's got this. Yeah, he's got it. But he didn't have nothing. I had to take the money. I had to go buy the plane ticket. I had to get on the plane. I had to go over there. And the first 3 days that I went there, absolutely nothing happened. And God woke me up in the middle of the night. He said, what are you made of? And I got up out of the bed and I started speaking to the dry bones and commanding them to live. And the very next day, doors started opening. Matter of fact, when I went back for 2 months, I preached 67 times in 63 days. My body almost couldn't keep up. That, my brother and sister, is a flow. That is a large, free, flowing land, and that'll get you out of any sorrow, trial, or trouble that you may find yourself in. Let me refresh today as we close. You stop the go with the flow mentality. It is not biblical. It is a doctrine of demons to just say, ah, go with the flow. No, we don't just go with the flow. We get in the specific flow that God has. Listen, number two, for God's leading. What is he saying to you specifically to do? And do what he says exactly. It's specific, and you need to be too because God is specific. And what happened on the end of filling up those water pots with water? What happened on the end of me buying that ticket? What happened? All these things, you know what they're attached to? It was miraculous. The water into wine was miraculous. Having a destiny and a part in the spiritual climate for years in Holland was miraculous. It was a miraculous opportunity that was so fulfilling, I can't even put it into words. Whatever God says to you, just do it. Just do it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to those watching today, and I just thank you, Lord God, that you're going to begin to deal with them about what flow they should be in for this season of their life. Lord, I thank you that as they hear you, they will obey. They will not rework it. They will not add to it. They will not take away from it. They will do exactly what you tell them to do. And they will find that they have stepped into a miraculous, free-flowing place in Jesus' name. I believe it for you. Amen. Thanks for watching today. Have a blessed day, guys.